Hello， 大家好，我是 Rebecca， 欢迎收听必胜教室。今天要继续进行口说篇的第二以及第三部分，朗读短文和问答。念文章的时候呢，大家要注意句子的换气点和朗读的语调和速度哦。好了，我们赶快进入今天的课程吧。
GPT 必胜教室口说篇第二部分，朗读句子与短文。
看到这篇小短文的开头呢，我们就知道这是一个关于海伦凯勒 Helen Keller 的故事哦。Helen Keller is one of the most famous people in history. 海伦凯勒呢是历史上最著名的人物之一。History 可以念成 history， 或者是念快一点变成 history 都可以。接着呢，文章就说 She was a person with no sight 视力 and hearing 听力。S-I-G-H-T sight 的发音大家要注意一下哦，这边的 I-G-H 念成 I sight。 下一句说 yet 然而 she was still able to accomplish amazing things。 这边呢我们看到两个比较难的字 accomplish， accomplish 有完成和实践的意思，重音在 k 这边。接着呢下一个字 amazing 就是惊人的意思。这句话的意思是说呢，他仍然能够完成许多惊人的事情。By the age of 6 months, 在六个月大之前呢， Helen could already say simple words and phrases. 这边呢，我们看到一个字 phrase， 就是片语的意思。这边的 ph 念作 f， 复数呢就念作 phrases。But a year later, 一年之后呢，大家要注意一下 later 的念法。千万别念成 letter 咯。一年之后呢， She came down with a high fever， 她就发了高烧。 Come down with 是个片语，有染上什么什么病的意思。那高烧这个字呢，我们用 high fever， H-E-V-E-R 念作 fever， 也就是发烧的意思。接着呢，我们来看文章的最后一句话， She survived， 她活了下来， S-U-R-V-I-V-E survive 有幸存的意思。 But the illness made her blind and deaf。 有看过海伦凯勒的故事的人都知道，她其实是又盲又聋的，眼睛看不到呢就是 blind。 blind 这个 I 念成 I 而不是 I， 大家要注意哦。耳朵听不见的话呢就是 deaf， D-E-A-F deaf， E-A 在这边念成短音的 A。看完了文章，我们就来听听看外国老师如何朗读第七题的短文吧。
7. Helen Keller is one of the most famous people in history. She was a person with no sight and hearing. Yet, she was still able to accomplish amazing things. By the age of 6 months, Helen could already say simple words and phrases. But a year later, she came down with a high fever. She survived, but the illness made her blind and deaf.
好了，我们休息一下，一起来看看今天的严选佳句。
严选佳句。
Logic will get you from A to B. Imagination will take you everywhere. Albert Einstein.
在开始今天的严选佳句之前呢，我有几个问题想要考考大家哦。大家有听过 E 等于 MC 平方吗？相信很多同学都已经猜出来了。这个是爱因斯坦的相对论当中很有名的公式。不过不知道也没关系啦，因为今天要上的是英文课，不是物理课嘛。今天呢，我要和大家分享一句爱因斯坦所说过的话。Logic will get you from A to B. Logic.L-O-G-I-C, logic, 这个字呢其实就是逻辑的意思。大家有没有觉得逻辑和 logic 听起来很像呢？其实啊，中文的逻辑是个外来语，是从英文的 logic 来的。他说呢，逻辑能够带你从 A 这个地方到 B 这个地方。接着第二句话说， Imagination will take you everywhere. Imagination 也就是想象力的意思。想象力能够带你到 everywhere， 任何的地方哦。逻辑只能够让你从 A 到 B， 但是想象力居然可以让你从 A 到 B C D E F G 耶。不是有个广告说想象力就是你的超能力吗？所以大家赶快发挥一下自己的超能力吧，我也要去试试看我的超能力咯，大家下次见。
GPT 必胜教室口说篇第三部分回答问题。
8. What was the last book you read? 8. What was the last book you read?
不知道大家都听懂题目了吗？ What was the last book you read? 你最近读的一本书是什么呢？ Read 是 read 的过去式，拼法一样都是 READ， 但是念成 read。大家赶快想想看，你最近读的一本书是什么呢？是《哈利波特》还是《A Plus Magazine》呢？除了说出你读的书的书名之外呢，你也可以说说大概的内容。It was a book about blah blah blah。它是一本关于什么样的书呢 ？It was interesting and I love it。这本书很 interesting， 很有趣，我很喜欢。好啦，现在由外国老师来帮我们示范一下怎么回答这题吧。
The last book I read was Diary of a Wimpy Kid. It was about the daily life of a junior high school boy. The stories were very interesting, and I loved the book a lot.
好的，接着是第九题。
9. How often do you clean your room? 9. How often do you clean your room?
第九题说 How often do you clean your room?你多久清理一次你的房间呢？大家只要一听到 how often 就知道题目是要问你做这件事情的频率，也就是你多久做一次的意思。像我呢， I clean my room once a week， 我一个星期就清理一次我的房间， once a week。 如果是每天的话，你就可以说 I clean my room every day。 接着你可以说说原因， because I can't stand anything dirty，因为我无法忍受脏脏的东西哦。It makes me feel great when my room is tidy and neat. Tidy 和 neat, N-E-A-T, 都有干净整洁的意思。当我的房间很干净整洁的时候，我的心情就会很好哦。那么我们来听听看外国老师的示范回答吧。
I clean my room almost every day because I can't stand anything dirty. It makes me feel great when my room is clean and neat.I think no one likes to sleep in a dirty bed. 10. Can you play the piano? If not, would you like to learn to play? Why or why not? 10. Can you play the piano? If not, would you like to learn to play? Why or why not?
第十题问说你会弹钢琴 play the piano 吗？Would you like to learn to play? Why or why not? 大家要注意哦，这边的 Would you like to learn to play? 可不是问你喜不喜欢学。Would you like 是个片语，是问你想不想要的意思。如果你会弹钢琴，你就可以说 Yes, I can play the piano. 如果不会的话呢，就用否定句 No, I can't play the piano.接着呢，就来回答第二个和第三个问题。如果不想要学钢琴的话，就是 I wouldn't like to learn to play。为什么呢？可能是你对钢琴或者是音乐没有兴趣，你就可以说 I'm not interested in music， 或是 I'm not interested in playing the piano。好，接下来我们来听听外国老师的示范回答吧。
Yes, I can play the piano.I've been learning it since I was 8 years old. I want to be a famous musician in the future. No, I can't play the piano. I wouldn't like to learn to play either. I am not interested in music. 11. You are in a fast food restaurant and you are ready to order. What would you say? 11.You are in a fast food restaurant and you are ready to order. What would you say?
第十一题的题目非常非常的实用哦。当你在素食餐厅 fast food restaurant 要点餐的时候，你应该要说什么呢？大家还记得我们刚刚学了一个用法 would like to 想要吗？ 这个时候我们就可以把它拿出来用哦。I would like to order, blah blah blah. 我想要点什么什么什么。I would like to order a large beef burger, 大的牛肉堡 and a medium-sized French fries, 和一个中薯。大薯的话呢，就是 large-sized French fries。去素食店的话，一定要来杯可乐嘛。这个时候你就可以说 ,As for the drink, 饮料的话呢 ,I want a large iced coke, please. 我想要一杯大杯的冰可乐。Iced, I-C-E-D 是个形容词。冰的意思。最后呢，我们就来听听看外国老师的示范回答。
Hi, I'd like to order a large cheeseburger and medium-sized french fries. As for the drink, I want a large iced lemon tea, please.
好啦，这个月的必胜教室就进行到这边，大家要仔细的复习今天学到的发音哦。我们下次见，拜拜。